Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, and this is my dog, the Darce Knight, here to attack, take over.
Hopefully. What's up, Colt? How are you doing, sir?
Good, brother. What's going on with you?
You just had a birthday?
I did. I just had a birthday.
40 years old?
We can say I'm 40 still.
You look good, man.
I think you're 40 until you hit 45. So even though I'm 41, I'm going to play that five-year marker. I think once you hit 40,
I'll do that to you. I believe
you know,
that.
And above, it's like that five. I believe it's a five-year marker now. We don't go by years anymore, right? Once you hit 40. Anyways, guys, we got a good episode for you guys today. We just wanted to talk about Memorial Day because as veterans, we all deal with Memorial Day differently or the same. But I think it's been pretty consistent for me, Memorial Day, over the past maybe 10 years. I've been doing the same stuff. I always go to the graveside of the fallen brothers, and I sit there, and I feel depressed, and I feel like I owe them something because I feel like I'm not worthy of being here. Like, why did I not die? Why did I survive? Like, why wasn't my life taken?
It's definitely something that you've thought about or as a veteran, like, we think about it sometimes. Like,
yeah, bro, and I'm sick of...
We're lucky to be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, what else, how can we do it for somebody who's not here?
Correct. And I'm tired of feeling that way. You know why? Because I think of myself, okay? And I think of myself, and what would I want if I left? If I left this world, like, what would I want? And I would want my brothers, all my homies, everyone that's friends with me, that I went to battle with, to be happy. Mm-hmm. I would want them all to be just living their life to the fullest, like rooting them on when they're, you know, in a new relationship or they're going to go on vacation or they have new kids or
I get you.
Like, I wouldn't want them to be at my grave every single time.
You'd want them to,
you know, like, you don't need to pay respect. Like, the respect's there. I know you have it in your heart. Mm-hmm. So I did something different this year. Normally on Memorial Day, I go visit the gravesites of some of my fallen brothers, and I take a picture and I make sure that I put the time in, and I think that's still good. I know it's still good. Pay your respects. You can do that on any other day but Memorial Day. For me, Memorial Day is every day. I pay the respects every day. I never forget. That's the way that we recognize our fallen, right?
I see.
Is that we just don't forget. Right? We don't forget the sacrifice that they made, but it's not a lifelong sentence to feel depressed that you made it, right? So I did something different. I went out and I went to Brazil for my birthday, and I got out of town, and I just, you know, and I'm religious, I'm Christian. So I went and I wanted to go see the big statue, Christ the Redeemer. I know it's based on more of a Catholicism.
Can I stop you for 1 second? For those of you who don't know, Colt runs a moving company, Attention to Detail Moving, and you say you don't forget. You honor the Medal of Honor recipients. You have their names on the trucks.
Correct.
Memorial Day is every day for you.
Exactly.
You're not full of it. That's what you really are. That's cool, man. I just kind of made that connection right now. That's very beautiful.
Yeah. So thanks for saying that. Yeah. So, I mean, on the trucks, we have, you know, Remember the Fallen, and we have, you know, the helmet with the rifle, and then the boots. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool if you see the trucks. Like, we came up with a pretty cool design to just kind of remember all the brothers and fallen troops that have passed away. You know, we're trying to carry that on to our new franchise, the Service Master Brands, but, you know, they're really finicky with stuff like that. But they are possibly going to allow us to have veteran-owned on it, which is kind of cool. So, but getting back to it, yeah, so I just wanted to do something different,
yeah,
you know?
Of course.
I'm just sick of sitting here like thinking like, okay, well, what would they want me to do? Okay, well, I thought about it, and my boy Josh Collins, he was an LAPD officer. He was killed in Iraq, Afghanistan.
They have
got
a,
caught up with a daisy chain.
I think they have a memorial for him, too, in the
Devonshire Division.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was an EOD tech, so his job was to disassemble bombs. And man, dude, I was talking about it online the other day on my Instagram, and I was talking about, dude, I remember the exact feeling, the exact emotion, the exact moment, the picture of exactly where I was, and that whole day, literally, word for word like it was yesterday when he died, when I got that call. And it was crazy. I remember like just getting off the phone for work, and then I got a call, and it was this girl. Like, she kept calling me over and over, and I was like, who is this? It was my buddy's girlfriend and that he was like seeing, and she was calling me, and she finally, I picked up, and I was like, hey, what's going on? She's like, he's gone. And I was like, what? Who's gone? She's like, Josh, he's dead. And I was like, what? I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? Like, who? And I kept saying, who? And she finally was like, Josh. And she just started crying. And then I started crying. And I was like, what, dude?
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, and I was like, what? Yeah, like, I didn't believe it. Because he was the funniest dude ever. Like, I just thought he was a wild man. But I just never.
There's some people that you meet in the military and you think, oh, those guys are untouchables. Yeah, we're in a dangerous situation, but those guys, like, no, not for them. They have like a, just something that like makes them indestructible, you know?
Yeah, and he was just that guy. I never thought anything was going to happen to him. And it was crazy because a few weeks before that, he got injured by another ID. Mm-hmm. And the ID, you know, like caused him some shrapnel injury, and he was laughing about how he had a Purple Heart and he was going to, you know, it was like a joke.
Now he's
the guy. I got a Purple Heart from getting, you know, bit by a bug, basically, you know, and I was like, oh man, you deserve it, you know, and yeah, whatever, we're talking on the sat phone. But at the end of the day, like, yeah, I remember it. And I remember just wanting to go see his family. And I went to the house and I seen his dad, and he was just stone cold. Like, he just got his soul sucked from his body. And, you know, I'm not trying to make this like a depressing podcast or anything like that, but I just remember the feeling of it. And so taking that emotion and like dwelling on it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like I don't deserve to like continue on the way that I am. I should be thanking him every single day. And I think that's how most veterans feel, is that if you went to combat, which, you know, you're a combat vet, I'm a combat vet, and going through those emotions and being in a wartime situation where, you know, there's stuff going on and, you know, people get hurt or perish, and then you live through it and you're like, well, why didn't they?
Right.
And then like, what's so good about me? And I think as veterans, we dwell on that, but I think we got to stop doing that, because as long as we don't forget, that's how we honor them. Mm-hmm. But when we forget, that's where it's what they wouldn't want.
I love that.
But I don't think that if I were to pass away, I try to think about this, what would Josh want? Because he was like my best boy. And I think that he would have wanted me to just go have a blast, go screw off, like go get drunk one night in a bar and just get lost for the night, and like go on the beach and, you know, say hi to ladies and like, you know, like just have a good time, you know, and just enjoy life, you know, and like meet people and crack jokes and just stuff like that. It's just, that's who he was, you know. He was just this funny dude. And I just remember his smile. He was just the greatest dude ever, man.
That's cool.
And I had a lot of those, you know, which are on our trucks, you know. And I just, yeah. So I think all my bros would have wanted that for me. They're all just funny guys that just live life. They live life to the fullest. And I know that they would want that for me. So I decided to go on a trip and get out. And I did. And I'm glad I did it. Experienced the world. I went pretty far, the farthest I've ever been other than Iraq, you know, since 2004. So I took a long journey to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And
wow. How long of a flight was that?
It was crazy, bro. It was like 18 hours total.
Oh my goodness.
I think it's like the first time I think was 15. The second time was 18.
That's a lot.
To get back. Yeah, it was crazy. Dude, the jet lag just destroyed me. I've like been struggling this whole week. So, but yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I always wanted to talk about what it takes to honor the fallen. And honoring the fallen for me, as I said before, is just remembering them. That was the point of this. So if you're living a Memorial Day and you're barbecuing and you're having a great time, for any of you civilian people out there listening, you know, that's great and all. Just remember what Memorial Day is. People get confused with what Memorial Day is and what Veterans Day is all the time. And I don't understand it because they're two completely separate things and two completely different emotional things for a veteran. So if you say, hey, thank you for your service on Memorial Day, it's going to piss off a veteran, okay? Because there's no thanking me for my service on Memorial Day. Memorializing is remembering.
I don't know if you'd necessarily piss somebody off, but you would get the sentiment wrong, you know?
Correct,
maybe,
yeah.
You'd get corrected. You'd
be like, I guess, hey, actually, for me, I kind of take it to like, you don't, it's almost like when someone says that to me, I know they have good intentions.
Yeah, they just don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, it upsets me a little bit when people don't know the difference. Mm. I'll just say that. And the only reason I say that is because I feel like everyone needs to honor the fallen, because the reason why you're here in freedom is because of their sacrifice. And so I take that to heart. And I think that's all you need to know. Like, everyone can have a good time. Everyone can barbecue. Everyone can have a party. Everyone can live their life. That's the point of Memorial Day weekend, is to celebrate. To celebrate life, in my eyes. But you gotta remember, as long as you remember and you know that because these people gave their life, we have the freedoms we have today. And as long as you remember that, when you're partying and you're having a good time and you're on that boat drinking that, you know, that Budweiser, you know, whatever it is, that's cool. Just as long as you understand what today's about, or this weekend. So, and if you didn't know, Memorial Day obviously is a day to remember the fallen. Veterans Day is a day, which is in November, way completely separate time of the calendar year, is a day to remember and honor our service members, okay? It's a day for veterans. And a veteran, the technical term of a veteran, is someone who served overseas, okay? Doesn't mean in wartime, just someone that served overseas. So that is what a veteran is, okay? A lot of people don't know the difference. So when you're, you know, saying thank you for your service, you know, that's a Veterans Day thing. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day thing is something that you don't say to someone that's walking around. You know, that's something that you just pay respect for in your heart, or you honor them by going to a graveside, a memorial, whatever. And, you know, you just are there in the presence of honoring them and remembering them. That's all it is. So know the difference, please, because it would mean a lot to me. And my boy Darce Knight here.
We got a lot of veterans here. You know, it's just a little bit of proper etiquette, you would say.
Correct. Yeah. So you had a tournament, huh?
So this past weekend, we went to UCLA, and it was the Jiu-Jitsu League World Championships. And we went, our school participated under the Jean-Jacques Machado flag. Shout out to the master, and we were able to take first place in the gi and no gi categories, and it was really cool.
Yeah. Talk about master for a second.
His name is Jean-Jacques Machado. He's a legendary jiu-jitsu master, produced multiple champions, and
creative, name some of the champions.
Creative people that have shaped the sport.
I want them to know how powerful he is.
Felicio, Eddie Bravo, all these people, you know.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is a student of his. So he's just, you know, we sometimes we refer to him as like Master Yoda. Within martial arts, is like, I could ask him a technique and he would break it down. But I could also ask him like a life question or emotional range spectrum, and he'll break it down as well.
Cool.
Yeah, he understands like all the little aspects of like, you know, why does a champion need to train like this? You know, sometimes you could ask him anything of like a sports psychology, and he'll break it down. This is like the training we also get. Does that make sense?
It does.
And one of the things that he really preaches is that if you believe it, you can achieve it. You know, and whatever you put your mind to, you can accomplish. And taking first place in both categories, you know, that's what was the goal. That was the goal, and we did it. And
you're stud, man.
And it's really cool to bring that back to the academy, and you know, but also for the students. You know, a lot of times they don't know why they are trained a certain way, or you know, the type of training we put them through. But when they go out there and they compete and they perform well, like, it's the nice little bit of like, this is why we do things, you know, so you could be the best. And
I like that. If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Translates over to so many things, right?
Right.
And, you know, you were talking earlier about like how sometimes we just needed to accomplish goals or just get it done.
Right.
You know, this podcast is one of those things, like we need to get it done. We block out time for it. We revolve a day around it. And I just feel too, like when you have a goal and you work towards that goal every day, it's really nice when you accomplish it.
Correct.
And there are some things that you could work your butt off and you might not accomplish it. You know, certain things have like, you know, a certain element of luck and preparation, and, you know, you're going against somebody else too. So these things are like not guaranteed, you know, nothing in life is guaranteed. And it's just cool that we did it, you know. Now on to the next.
Dude, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you very much.
You deserve it, man.
You know, I reached out to you. You were doing your thing in Brazil. I was keeping you updated, you know, and dude, me and Jason did it, you know. Students from the academy did really well, and we're just riding that good wave of energy right now.
Dude, your academy's blown up, man, in just like a short time, dude. And I've never seen anything like that. Like, there's academies that have been in business for 10, 15 years, and they're not even at the level you're at right now. And you know what it is, though? It's the aura about you. It's how you perceive, how people perceive you.
Thank you, man. And I appreciate that. But I also get a lot of that from my discipline from the military. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really like throw that in people's faces, but like, you won't catch me doing certain things. You know what I'm saying?
I try to be.
But where did I get that from? From the military.
Right.
You know? And it's like right now, I have a friend that's very close to me and she's debating on whether to join or not. And then which branch to join. And
I get those questions often.
Yeah. And you know, it's very cool that we have so many different branches, and some branches definitely serve certain personalities better than others, you know? But we're Marines, and there's not much left to be said, you know, being like, what do you say? Like, number one is very important to us, you know? And like, that's how we get to live our life and honor those people that we knew who were also chasing that dream, you know, being around people that are always like, you know, trying to be the best versions of themselves raises you up. And, you know, those were all our young brothers in the prime of their life going after something.
You'll never see somebody trying to be the best version of themselves bringing somebody else down. You'll never see that. You don't see it online. You don't see people that are doing well talking trash on other people's pages. You don't see other entrepreneurs leveling other entrepreneurs.
It doesn't even register in their mind.
It doesn't, because it's just not about that. When you get to that level, and I'm telling you, like, your brainstem, the way that your brain rationalizes thought and the way that your brain rationalizes the current present time that we're in, like this moment, mm-hmm. is in levels. And how you see those levels has to do with your thought process, how you think about what you think about. I said this before. I think I said it in a past podcast. How you think what you think about has to do with everything. And you were saying something about, like, in, you're a true leader, okay?
I try to be.
Right, but what is a leader?
I mean, someone who leads, somebody who sets the example, someone who goes first.
Correct. Someone who's going first. Who is willing to lead from where? Just like the Marine Corps, the front, right? Mm-hmm. Not the rear. A leader can't lead from the rear and be like, here, go ahead of me, I'll catch up. No, you're in the front with your stake. You're driving into the hill first. Guys, follow me. The leader has to be the strongest. Not necessarily the best or like the most physically active, just the one with the most.
There is something to that, Colt. Like, as an animal, that's true. As a warrior, that's true. You know, and we're sometimes in a world where like we forget that like a warrior should be in charge. And things kind of have been so wacky, you know. But I'm sorry, not sorry. Start to digress, but I really do enjoy that. Like, what would you say? Like, warrior mentality?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, guys, just remember, we need more leaders in this world, okay? Just like Eric's talking about leading from the front. He's taking notes as we're speaking right now. He's always looking for improvement. As the world evolves right now, the world is so behind on leadership, okay? People need to be led, okay? They need people like you. If you're out there and you're wondering, how can I lead? Okay. You can lead by just literally taking advantage of every situation that you're in.
Everything is an opportunity to do better, to learn, to grow. Really learned a lot about failure. And before I would never learn about failure. I would never get better. I'd kind of ignore my problems. But once I started to address things like head on, that's where the growth came.
Yeah, problems work by taking action, okay? I always say this to people. If I'm talking to someone about a problem and then they keep creating more problems and then I give them a solution and there's more problems and then I give them a solution and there's more problems, I stop them. Usually after like the second or third interjection, I'm like, hey, you just want attention. That's what you want. And they go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they get all offended.
Wow.
And hey, I always say,
you're to the point.
I do. I say, why are you getting offended? I gave you two solutions to your problems and you keep creating another problem. Leaders don't create more problems. They create solutions is what I'm trying to get at. Leaders get shit done, for lack of words. They get stuff done. Leaders don't do, they act, okay? Whenever I'm in a situation, and I've had numerous problems I've had to get over just to get here, being within my life, being with my children, their mothers, business, you name it.
Yeah, you started from the bottom.
Problems are a part of life and they're essential. They have to be there. You have to have the low and the high frequencies so that you appreciate the high times when you get there. You can't really enjoy the present without a low. Okay, you got to have those low times, those low energy, those low negative times to be able to appreciate the higher points. Because if I just gave you higher points and let's just say I said, hey, here you go. Here's $1 billion. You never have to worry again for the rest of your life. You're never going to truly be able to appreciate that $1 billion. Correct. Even if you're on a boat full of, you know, a million girls and you're a single guy or something and you're on a yacht, you're not going to find true happiness because you don't understand what it's like to be able to have those ultimate lows. Okay. And those ultimate lows are what create the actual growth. Being the best version of yourself, transitioning yourself into a person that helps other people, transitioning yourself to a person that truly is prideful of their being, like who you are in this world. You have to be a person that feels that you have purpose, right? And then you have to reteach that daily. You have to give it back. I believe that we have to give it back. And giving it back has to do with leadership. And I think that's where we're at in this world. I think this world would be so much more purposeful for everybody if everyone found a point to lead. Not everybody's a true born leader. And you don't have to just get in front and lead a pack of 100 people, right? But if there's a room full of 3 people and everyone's a little lost, it's okay to raise your hand and say, hey guys, I'll take charge here. What's going on? Oh, what do we need to do? We need to find out how to get out the front door. Follow me, guys. I'll show you. And then figure out a way. That's just what people need. And then you might inspire those other 3 people to feel like they can do it next time. Wow, he did it. And that was a lot easier than I thought. He made it out the door. I'm just giving an example. That's what people need. Sometimes people just need a little boost, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's it.
Awesome.
And a leader isn't just about leading, okay? A leader is also about how you inspire other people, right? People got to say, how did he do it? Well, don't worry about how he did it. He got it done. And sometimes the way that I get things done in life isn't the best. It's not the most pretty. Being a leader isn't about getting things done. It's just about what is it? What do they always say in the Marine Corps? They always told us in the Marine Corps about getting stuff done. I can't remember the exact detail of like how they would always tell us, but there was always an acronym they used to just say.
I would say
figure it the fuck out. Right?
That's one thing.
We'd always ask them. I remember always asking my staff sergeant. You know, I'd be like, staff sergeant, how do I don't know. Figure it the fuck out, for lack of words. And I'd be like, staff sergeant, I'd figure it the fuck out. I'm like, oh, okay. And I literally would just piece together something to make it work. And he'd be like, cool, you figured it out. It sucks, but you figured it out, right?
You solve it. Figure out something in your brain. Start putting things together. You have to figure it out.
Go until somebody tells you to stop. That's the other thing I wanted to point on. If you're in a boat and you're trying to figure out how to get to the next port, you know, and you're like, okay, well, it's so far to get there. Like, you just got to go back to, I just lost my train of thought. It's just totally, I had something on my mind.
No, I really like what you're saying about leaders, you know, and a leader is not somebody that doesn't have like their faults. You know, a leader is somebody that doesn't have like their failures, you know, things that like, you know, by default, they say to lead is to go first. Like, you don't know what you're getting into sometimes. And I've asked you a bunch of questions about like, oh, how do you do that? And you're like, I don't know. And you take the first step. And like, that's that first step in the dark where you start to figure some stuff out. A lot of lessons learned that way, you know, a lot of things that like, you know, you're just never ready until you're ready.
Nobody has shit figured out, bro. Nobody.
They will stay in place and let that like, fear take over them, that inaction, you know, they're just like analysis paralysis, just locked in. And we're taught to like, just do it.
Correct.
You know,
I think just people in their homes, men, women, if you're a single parent and you're just trying to lead your home and you're just worried about what to do and how do you get this done? You just got to lead your children. Just start there. You know, that's how I started off. It's just, okay, I'm going to be a leader for my kids. What is a leader? A leader is just someone that leads by example. Okay. Like my example is my leadership. Okay. In my home, you know, we go to bed at a certain time. You know, the house stays clean. Everyone's rooms have to be clean. Lights off at a certain time. But that also means that I have to do that, right? And obviously, like, I don't go to bed at a certain time, but, you know, but I keep it down and I make sure that my kids see me being quiet. You know, like, the household has to have a consistency. So lead by example, right? Also, cursing. I don't curse around my kids, okay? Sometimes I got a potty mouth, but I try to keep it, you know, I try to keep it rated, you know, PG-13 most of the time, but you know,
and it's hard. You got to do that to yourself when
it's
you've been speaking like that for how many years unchecked,
right? And being in the military, like having a potty mouth is like normal.
If you don't, you'll get one there,
right? And I think that, you know, using profanity and things like that is, there's a better way of pronunciating and having a proper speech, but you know, in the military and, you know, that
right.
kind of world, it's kind of normal.
It is. It is now. It's an intelligence thing. I don't have to say those ugly words. I could describe it differently.
You can just say it better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it means more that way. I'm always about learning. So everything that I do is always about just learning. Like, how can I learn? I learn from my kids. And a lot of it's just listening. Leadership is about listening. you'll figure that out along the way if you actually truly want to be a leader. If you want to lead. Because leading makes you feel good. It gives you purpose, okay? That's the cool thing about being a leader. If you're trying to find a direction in life to have purpose, just be a leader. Just lead by example. You'll end up correcting your own position. You'll end up correcting yourself. People will follow you, and you'll get the best of both worlds. You'll get it all. That's how you actually grow, is to actually find and be a true leader. So kind of enough about that, but we need more leaders in this world. We do. So if you're somebody that wants to have purpose in life, be a leader.
Be a leader, you know, like you said, start in your own home, start in your own life, pick something small, take charge of it, you know. What is that one thing, like clean your room right away? Start to get those daily wins.
Right.
You know, boom, now we're back on track.
Yeah, the daily wins, the discipline is what keeps you in line.
We both got here, knocked out my workout, you know, got ready. Like, you know, this is the grind now. You know, you could have stayed, you're not feeling so good. Could have stayed in, you know, you just got back from your trip, you know.
Can't, because I got to show up. Mm-hmm. That's the point. It's the discipline we got to stick to.
The consistency,
you got to show up.
Leader has consistency.
Well, for me, this is more, what's that word? It's more of it's like a calming thing for me.
It's just your therapy.
There you go. It's my therapy. Like jiu-jitsu is yours and mine. So, yeah, I like that. That's been a good one. I like it.
It's good that like we both found things that calm us without being like unhealthy. And I think a lot of people seek community to be part of that circle, to be that leader, but like where, you know, plenty of knuckleheads out there, you know, plenty of like, you know, not the best ways to live your life. You know, here we get to be, you know, in charge of our students, our employees, and know that their success is based upon us. and like not too many days off when it comes to that.
Correct.
You know, it's nice to take a break every once in a while.
Truly.
You know.
Breaks are good. Yeah, if you're overwhelmed right now and you got a lot going on in your life, it's okay to take a break. It's nothing that says that you got to keep grinding. Just remember that you got to get back on the horse soon enough. Mm-hmm. So can't let that horse sit forever.
Just got to rest, take off your pack for a second.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Just take off your rucksack and just let it sit there.
Enjoy the view.
Get back to it. Yeah. Sometimes you just need that. You need that in life, you know, but leadership's a way to get the true purpose that you need in life. If you want to find it. Other than that, guys, it's been a good one. If you guys need anything, you're looking for inspiration, you're looking for purpose, you know, we're here. That's what we're here for. That's why we do this. We do this to help you. We're hoping that you can get something out of it. And if you get out of it, please like it, share it with your friends, and message us on Instagram or Facebook. Let us know that you like it and ask us any questions you guys want. We love to help. And it's been another episode of 45 on the Hour podcast. And till next time, get up, get after it, and get some.